This is your Cowboy Church of the Air. He's gonna watch my kids away. Yes, this is your Cowboy Church of the Air, transcribed featuring Stuart Hamblin, Columbia recording artist, with Susie Hamblin, the Prairie Choir, the Brush Arbor Quartet, the Blue Bonnet, and the music of Darrell Rice and his orchestra. Bringing to you a half hour of down-to-earth music written especially for your enjoyment by one of America's greatest composers, Stuart Hamblin.
Oh, this is the map of where the will be flying by. I'll take the legs for an open road and a man alive. When you see me fall asleep, say amen, but don't you weep. Got so many million years that I can follow.
Hello, everybody. And friends, this is yours truly, Stuart Hamblin, in your cowboy church. And today, all we got request program today. Brother Duncan, what number have we done on this program that you especially like?
Well, the one that I like now, this is going to be awfully easy. It's the one about being able to walk and talk with the friends I know.
You mean the one that's really souped up?
That's the one.
That's what it's going to be. But friends, before we everybody get ready to do this number, suppose we just everybody sit down and you give us just a penny's worth of your time. A fellow one time said, Stuart, don't you feel funny about advertising a product on the Cowboy Church? You know what I answered him? I said, I certainly do not. In fact, I feel good about it. Because not only does the sponsor make the Cowboy Church possible, but it also gives me a chance to talk about a real virtue. And that virtue is prayer. When I tell you about Month TV, I'm talking about a great and wonderful product. It must be, or it wouldn't be one of the biggest sellers in the nation. Besides, I'm telling you how to save a lot of money and lots of money. Because when you buy a Month TV, you buy from the factory, not from a dealer. That means it costs you less to sell, so it costs less to buy. It isn't a standard retail price. It isn't even a wholesale price. It's a factory price, the bedrock bottom, lowest price for quality television in all America. So if you've been considering the purchase, the trade, the replacement, or the addition of a television receiver, I'm glad of this opportunity to recommend America's number one value, the wonderful factory to you, Month TV. Call the Month factory office right now. Call that factory office right now and get a free home demonstration within the hour. Now, Brother Rice, get the choir to rise. Without further ado, let's really get into it. Put it in the overdrive, everybody. Friends, I know.
I'm gonna walk and talk with mother somewhere on the golden stairs. No wrinkle in their pretty brow, no silver in her hair. I can hear it shouting when I walk through the gate. I get so lonesome for my mom, my heart can hardly wait.
I'm gonna walk and talk with friends I know.
Friends I know.
Friends I know.
Friends I know.
I'm gonna walk and talk with friends I know.
Friends
that I knew long ago.
And I'm gonna meet my father, he told us how to pray. He never spoke of others, but he had good words to say. He told us not to wait for him, for he was coming down. I know I'll hear him singing bass when the angels get around.
I'm gonna walk and talk with friends I know.
Friends I know.
I'm gonna walk with friends I know.
I'm gonna walk and talk with friends I know.
Friends that I knew long ago.
And I'm going to be way up there in that sky, just laughing as the ages roll, no tears in my eyes. I'm going to own a mansion rich and fine. See that big house on the corner? That's the one I'm going to call mine.
I'm going to walk and talk with my friends I know.
Friends I know.
I'm going to walk with my friends I know.
I'm going to walk and talk with my friends I know.
Friends that I knew long ago.
Brother Stuart,
did
you say that you was a Presbyterian?
Well, yes, I'm a Presbyterian, but I believe kind of like an old-fashioned Methodist, too.
Oh, now that's me. You're more a Methodist, son. I never heard no Presbyterian hope to do a song like you do.
Well, I've heard a lot of them hope to do a song. The only thing is they keep it a little bit more subdued.
Oh. Say, Stuart, our request still in order.
Sure, Miss Jane. You know, when you say a request still in order, and I look at you, you could make any kind of request because you bake more cakes, I believe, than any woman in the church. You're a charter member of the Cowboy Church. You've never been less expensive to, that is, teaching your class. What request would you like?
Well, let's see. I think I'd like to hear Susie sing at his new teacher.
Well, sure. And I'm sure that Susie'd be glad to do it, too. How about it, girl?
Yes, I would be glad to, but first I'd like to tell all the folks listening in a little story. I remember the night that Stuart wrote that song. People who knew my husband in the old days thought it rather odd that a great big 6'2", ex-Texas cowboy, always a rough and ready sort, could write a song like It Is No Secret. A song that would be sung not only in this country, but in churches and schools all over the world. As a matter of fact, it's been translated into 14 languages. People couldn't understand why he had sold his racehorses and all the other changes that had suddenly come over him. Well, the answer was really very simple. My husband had actually opened his heart and accepted Christ as his personal savior. And the Bible says that any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And this great song was simply Stuart's explanation to the world of what had come over him. And truly, it is no secret what God can do in anyone's life. The chimes of time ring out again. Another day is due. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for it, a strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do.
Susie Hamlin. And I can truthfully say I've heard choirs do that number, but I don't think I've ever heard a choir equal that. Susie and the Prairie Choir here at the Cowboy Church doing it. What is it, Bill?
I'll have to agree with that, Stuart. And while the choir's all warmed up, we've been getting a lot of mail to hear the theme song.
The what?
The theme song, the whole thing, they say. Why don't you sing the whole
thing? I should have known better, because when you walked up with that twinkle in your eye, brother, I knew you were bringing something. Have you got a transfusion to go with it?
Oh, you mean this? Oh, I know it's a kind of a fast number to do, but I think that this is the
friends, that's why we don't do all the number in its entirety, that one I got so many million years, because that's a tough one. We thought we'd use it as a theme, but we just, give just a little bit. But let's give all away once. Is it all right with everybody?
Yeah.
Well, all right, hand me my guitar and somebody fan me.
Hey,
he's gonna wipe my tears away. Then for the 100 years I'll pray.
That's so many million years that I can't tell him.
And I'm gonna walk with Peter and Paul. I'm gonna live in a gilded hall.
That's so many million years that I can't tell him.
So on this earth I'm not much worth, but I will be by and by. I'll trade my rags for a golden robe and a mansion in the sky. When you see me fall asleep, say amen, but don't you weep.
That's so many million years that I can't count.
This old world with all its troubles, this old world with all our woes, causes men to stumble as we travel down the road. So I sag a promise, talking, hoping more than I can bear. Someday I'll hear that they say, God, I'll get my rest up there. He's gonna wipe my tears away, then for 100 years I'll pray.
Got so many million years that I can count them.
And I'm gonna walk with Peter and Paul. I'm gonna live in a gilded hall.
Got so many million years that I can count them.
So on this earth I'm not much worth, but I will be by and by. I'll trade for eggs, for a golden robe and a mansion in the sky. When you see me fall asleep, say amen, but don't you weep. I got so many million years that I can count. I'll keep my eyes upon the Lord. He alone can point the way. I get mighty close to heaven when I talk to him at night. I hear the angels flashing grace upon that other side. He's gonna wipe my tears away. Then for 100 years I'll pray.
That's so many million years that I can count.
And I'm gonna walk with Peter and Paul. I'm gonna live in a gilded hall.
That's so many million years that I can count.
So on this earth I'm not much worth, I will be by and by. I'll take the rags for a golden robe and a mansion in the sky. When you see me fall asleep, say amen, but don't you weep.
That's so many million years that I can't count.
I feel awful sorry. Gee, you were really rolling there on that song.
Not only was I rolling, but, you know, I just don't have the pep that I guess a man
should
have.
Well, that's bad. I've got you lined up to sing the next number on the program.
Oh, that's no! Really... Not after that one.
Yeah, Across the Great Divide.
Oh.
You ought to make it sound very realistic.
Well, I am out of this world, so to speak, as far as my strength is concerned. But, friends, well, we'll try it, but before we do, let's just all take about a 65-second rest, shall we? Thank you, friends, for listening. And now this next number is a kind of a story-type song, and it explains itself. So without further ado, why, we'll just go right into it, and we hope you like it.
The cowboy a laying there with his face so still and white, getting ready for go to that ranch up in the skies with the slow departing breath. Goodbye, old heart. Goodbye. For I'll be rounding up in heaven. Oh, when my day's work is done, I'll be rounding up in heaven. All my last year I've run, and I can hear my master, he's calling across that great divide, asking me to join his roundup at the ranch up in the sky. Where the pastures all are green, and where the heart of angels ring, over a million miles of angel land, I'm going to ride, ride, ride. And you can have my rope and my saddle, but my pony, please don't ride, or I'll need him at that roundup or across that great divide.
Friends, before I tell you a story today, I'd like to read you one of my favorite verses of Scripture. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Why is it in this great big world that people can't realize they have a God and love him just because they actually love him? Not so much through fear, but just through, well, I just love him. Born in me to love him. I had a racehorse one time that taught me the greatest lesson on love I've ever heard of. And the thrilling part of it all is, I owned him. I raised him. His name was El Lobo, which means the wolf in Spanish. Peculiar horse. The reason I called him El Lobo is he kept to himself all the time. But he loved me. Followed me around like a dog. And yet you enter him in a race and he'd run with all of his heart. And if you ever hit him with a whip, he'd quit. Right then and there. In other words, if you're not satisfied with what I'm giving you, I'll just quit. He never won a race unless I was at the track. Just something peculiar about the horse. He wanted me to lead him over to the saddling paddock. He wanted me to put the saddle on him, and he wanted me to put the jockey up on his back and then lead him out onto the racetrack. One bright Saturday, February the 12th, how can I forget? 1947, 80,000 people at Santa Anita Racetrack. El Lobo was entered in the San Antonio Handicap, a $50,000 race. Speaking of thrills, this heart of mine is something. But I entered him in that race against the better judgment of myself, the track veterinarian who told me that El Lobo's bad knee might give way in the race and get a bunch of jockeys killed, the turfman who told me that El Lobo was bred for a sprinter, not for a distance runner. This was a mile and an eighth race, but I put him in. It's a gamble, $50,000. And I put him in, and I never forget. There he stood, with my jockey on his back, in the starting gate, and I heard the announcer say,
"They're off and running. El Lobo is going to the front. Pancake is second."
And he called the other horses, and when they swept by the grandstand the first time, 80,000 people cheered, and there in the front end, swinging around the turn, hugging his toast, that smile, El Lobo. But people laughed because they said he can't hold it. He's going too fast. Down the back stretch, it's El Lobo opening up by two lengths. Running, his legs looked like pistons, driving, driving, driving. But that horse began to tell me something, and I alone knew it because I knew him. He began to pin his ears and hold them tightly against his head. What is he saying? "Master, my legs hurt me." And then around the far turn, as the horses began to make their drive to try to take that lead away from him, he began to flash me another distress signal. What was it?
Master, my lungs are hurting. Master, I'm tired. Master, I'm out of breath. Coming into the home stretch now, a quarter of a mile to go. I can hear the announcer say,
"Hello, ball, under drive, coming in, holding the rail. Here comes Pancake, here comes Oliveri. Hello, boys, second, hello, boys, third, hello, boys, fourth."
And I dropped my head. I couldn't see that game horse beating. He was going to get beaten, I knew, and then I heard the announcer as if in a dream say over the PA system,
"It's El Lobo taking the lead under supreme courage. He's pulling away, and it's El Lobo winning it."
And as I stood there in the winner's circle, he wasn't a proud horse. They put flowers around his neck and stood there with his right leg, holding it up, saying it's the same master, it hurts me. He broke his knee for me. And he didn't do it with a whip on his back. He did it with a heart full of love. Just a dumb horse, you say, sure, but he had more sense than anybody I've ever seen. Any person. Why? He recognized in his own dumb way the man with the Stetson hat. That's my God. Why is it in this wide, wide, wild world people can't just say, "Let me have the faith of my dog. Let me have the faith of a horse like that"? Oh, I turned El Lobo out to a pasture, but he's gone now. But someday the good Lord will swing open his big gate. And if we love him, and he, and I'm sure he loves us, and we serve him our best, he'll turn us out into big pastures. Sure he will.
Where the pastures all are green, my rope and take my saddle, but my old pony, please don't ride, or I'll need him at that roundup or across that
helping me on that one. You know, friends, in painting a picture, you can't tell what you've got until you stand off and look at it. Same thing in writing music. You can't tell what it's going to sound like until you back up and listen. And you know, in advertising a product, you don't know what you're missing until you see it. So may we just paint you a word picture for just a minute? You know, in radio, it's usually the sponsor who picks the show, but in the case of this, the Cowboy Church, it was the show selecting the sponsor. I'm not kidding you about it. When the Cowboy Church was planned, I wanted the kind of sponsor we could be proud of, one whose product we could safely and honestly recommend. That's why I chose Munch as the commercial element in this presentation. I chose it because I don't know a product in the world that offers as much down-to-earth value as a Munch TV. And, brother, I ought to know because I own a Munch TV. And I got it long before the Cowboy Church began. And I know how little it costs and how much you save because you buy it from the factory. I know how comfortable it is to have the whole factory at your beck and call if you ever need service. Because that's what Munch service is, factory to you service. But most of all, I know what a beautifully performing set it is. I know because I've compared, and I couldn't find a set in the whole field that pulls and plays and performs as well as a great, big, wonderful Munch TV. So when I recommend it to you, I'm just not reading a commercial. I'm telling you as a friend and as a happy Munch owner. That's why Munch TV, factory to you, is the best bet. So call them now at the factory branch for a free home demonstration within your home in the hour.
Say, Stuart, can I say a word to you?
Sure, Brother Dan.
That across the Great Divide and friend, and oh, my, those are beautiful.
You like those?
Oh, those are beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Say, I meant to ask you, among the songs that you've written, do you have any that didn't come out so good?
You mean, did I ever write a dud?
Well, that's one way of
saying
it.
Well, I've written a lot of duds. In fact, the last one that I wrote, I'm kind of ashamed of.
Oh, no, you couldn't be. What's the name of it?
Oh, my. Well, you put me on the spot. It's called Keep Away From Those Swinging Doors.
Well, see, that sounds quite interesting now. You know, I get my brother listening to the show all the time, and he could stand the advice. Would you sing it for
well,
him now?
Well, sure, I'll sing it.
Good.
After all is said and done, it does have a good moral.
Well, fine, let's hear it then.
All right, we'll try.
When they found Lucky Joe, he was dying in an alley behind the saloon. He told the old watchman who found him, "Don't bother, for I'm leaving soon. I won't see the bright lights of heaven for years. I know I've done wrong. You may forget this old gambler, but always remember this song. Keep away from those swinging doors. The devil is hiding inside. The click of the dice is the music he loves, and a bottle of liquor is bright. Be wise and stay clear of the boys who walk in their saloons knee-deep on the floor. Don't go with a girl who loves the bright lights. Keep away from those swinging doors.
Everybody join the chorus, say it loud.
Keep away from those swinging doors. The devil is hiding inside. The click of the dice is the music he loves, and a bottle of liquor is bright. Be wise and stay clear of the boys who walk in the gloomy deep on the floor. Don't go with a girl who's not bright light. Keep away from those waiting doors.
Well, what did you think of it?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't like it. I can almost see the face of you listeners when you say, well, if you don't like it, why did you sing it? You wrote it. Well, friends, we'll put it this way. My main effort on this radio program is not directed necessarily to church people. But I like to direct my effort to the old boys that right now are playing pool somewhere. The old boys that are sitting around a card table somewhere. The old boy that's driving a car all alone in this world. Forgotten mother and God and home. That's the one we want to appeal to. Well, Pocolotti's a long way. And I got to be there by in the morning. Good day to you. Good luck. And may the good Lord bless you.
You've been listening to the Cowboy Church of the Air, transcribed featuring Columbia recording star Stuart Hamblin with Susie Hamblin, the Prairie Choir, the Brush Arbor Quartet, the Blue Bonnets, and the music of Darryl Rice and his orchestra. All music on this program was written by Stuart Hamblin.
He's gonna watch my tears away, then for 100 years I'll pray. I got so many million years that I can count. Mm-hmm.